officially good afternoon, everyone. This is the Trade Show Minute. My name is Johnny Motta. I'm going to be the host this time. Yeah. I'm the host of the Trade Show Minute today, or the second this afternoon. And I get to co-host with
Victoria Borelli here. We are at InfoCom 2017 in Orlando, Florida. This is day two. We are here with our guest,
Rodolfo Sacoman, CEO of AdMobilize.
Welcome, welcome. Thanks for being on our show.
Yeah, it's fun to be here. Excited. I like the setup you have here.
Thank you. Yeah, we just need taller mic stands.
Taller mic stands, but unfortunately, our lovely friends over at Tascam don't make those. They give us all the wonderful gear that we get to broadcast on today.
So you probably couldn't interview NBA players too much.
Oh, no, unless they sat down.
Not unless we're all sitting in chairs.
Yeah. That's right.
And even so, I'd probably have to stand on the chairs to be at their comfortable sitting.
For sure.
Tell me a little bit about AdMobilize.
Sure. So it's pretty exciting. What we have is one of the world's cutting-edge computer vision and machine intelligence platforms. So we have a team of 40. We're headquartered in Miami, have offices throughout Latin America and then London as well. So what we have done is really think of it as a mix of Google Analytics for the physical world. So think of every digital screen, every physical environment, every, let's say, camera stream. Unless they're running computer vision, no one knows what's really happening in the physical world. So we created technology ranging from emotion analysis, facial recognition, gesture recognition, crowd analytics, vehicle detection, vehicle recognition, gesture recognition. And our big thing is, how do you run all of that in a way that's scalable? It's about instant detection. You're talking accuracy of the data between 95 and 99%.
That's awesome. Now, and have you seen your products or your technologies used in markets where you were surprised about?
That's a great question. Yeah, and those are one of the things that I particularly love. So I'm a serial entrepreneur. My first company, we won Shark Tank, you know, that show on ABC.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So that was pretty wild. It was many years ago, but I created the world's first kind of online therapy journaling AI kind of platform.
Okay.
And when we launched it, it was mostly for people trying to journal, but then suddenly we had seen markets where clinics were using it. And it's really interesting in terms of AdMobilize doing this computer vision technology. We had thought about kind of outdoor advertising and digital signage, and how do you really provide your brand with real-time data? Who's in front of your screen? Who looked at your 8-second rotation? Tell me about their age, gender, demographics, attention time. And we started with that. And then very quickly, retail started approaching us. And then a lot of system integrators, because they're selling them digital screens, cameras, and all this technology that it's tracking people or cars or shows, but nobody knows anything. They don't know how many people are actually there. Even at the show today, the organization here probably knows how many people collected their tickets, but right now they can't tell you how many people are in there, what have been the peak periods, what have been the heat maps. So we're surprised by when people learn how quickly they can adopt the tech.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna play devil's advocate here.
Sure.
Have you had any like privacy issues with that technology? Saying, hey, I'm in this space, but I don't want you to know that I'm a female, 23-year-old female in this particular space at this particular time. Did you have that conversation?
So that conversation was maybe more common, I would say, 2 to 3 years ago. Nowadays, we never get that. And there's a few reasons, right? All the technology is based on anonymous data and it's aggregated data. So think of a camera stream just tracking points, and think of your face, right? Your face has, at least from our technology, we track between 45 and 80 nodal points. And every one of those points is just a binary number. And then we compare your face against a database of millions of data points to be able to tell this system in 15 milliseconds if you're a woman, man, age, gender. So none of the data is tracked, which is amazing, right?
Good.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking,
40
to 80
nodal points.
So let me ask you, and you don't have to answer the question because
sure.
It might give the secret away, right?
Oh, yep.
Right? But at some point you had to test a ton of faces, right, to get it accurate, right?
Yeah.
How long did something like that take before the company AdMobilize was ready for the market?
So that's a great question, right? We have created our own neural network and machine learning training and classification system.
Okay.
And there's a few ways of doing it. You know, you can capture a lot of this data, and then you can almost create also 3D renderings of the data with various features. And then what you're doing, you're auto-training this entire system for you to be able to get this high accuracy. Very complex stuff. I mean, my team, I'm the proudest. I mean, we're 40, I'll say 32 of us are engineers. So data science, machine learning, computer vision. And that's how you're able to get this data.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. What is the, most proudest child that you have that you're involved with, like a project? What's your proudest project that you're involved with?
Sure. So I'll tell you something that happened yesterday, which was pretty wild. So, you know, The Verge, big publication.
Yeah, the website, yes.
Yeah, so huge. So yesterday they put a video of one of our latest products, which is called the Matrix Creator. Matrix Creator is a dev board that works with the Raspberry Pi. But Matrix Creator has over 20 sensors and connectivity protocols, including Zigbee, Z-Wave, Thread, NFC, LEDs, and a microphone array. And what happens there is that people are using our Matrix operating system, and they can create IoT and AI applications using JavaScript extremely fast. So yesterday, The Verge put this video out, which was wild. You know, they created an app which is kind of an Amazon Echo. Do it yourself.
Yeah.
And within 40 hours, we got over 1 million views on the video, which is insane, right? But it just, so the company is really excited that, because what we're doing there is democratizing the creation of Internet of Things and AI. Similarly, how the iPhone had created, you know, the iPhone in 2007 launched with 500 apps. They had, some connectivity on the phone, allow developers to create on top of it, and as we know it, today there's 1.6 million apps, $70 billion worth of developer money generated from creating these apps, and Matrix Creator is doing that for Internet of Things, where you get our device with the Pi, our OS, you bring in these computer vision libraries, and then you can create applications for the physical world that would have taken enterprise or anyone 2 years and a few million dollars. So that's a wild, amazing project.
Oh, I think Johnny's head just exploded, or maybe that's just his face.
No, that's my face, but I also don't even know where to go from here. I feel like you just have the future today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's pretty wild, and I know that I went very fast there, and I'm trying not to go too technical, but these are the moments in technology. So think of us, right? We're not a big team. I think we're a powerful little team. It's like the movie 300,
yeah.
You know, that they went and beat thousands of Egyptians. We're a tiny team, 40, very powerful. But the power of hitting a nerve in the right moment of technology, there's a tipping point. And what happened to us yesterday, I mean, the team, we still can't believe it, that in 40 hours, somebody got so excited, and I won't even tell the numbers of orders we have gotten from Matrix Creator. It was our biggest sales day ever. It's because people want to create, and you give them the tools to disrupt the big players, for them to play against the big ones. Like, if you're going to create an IoT product, right, for consumers, today you're out of the playing field, because you can't compete against Facebook or Amazon or Google, but we're enabling people to create these awesome products, taking hardware away as the main kind of barrier, and then giving them the easiest coding language to kind of integrate AI and computer vision and voice recognition into these applications. So that's really wild. I mean, the future is always, hindsight is 2020.
Yeah.
But us, I would joke with the team is that for a while, we have been running on vision and execution and hoping. As a startup, we're no longer a startup, we were in the beginning, you're going on hoping.
Yeah.
But there's a moment where you see that hoping, of course, always has to continue. But there's a moment where you see that there's a shift in how your technology and vision is adopted by the masses. And we're seeing that, I think, probably over the past 3 months to now. And it's insane, because for the ones there, every day for years, 13, 14-hour days, which is our team, when that starts hitting, wow. Very special feeling.
That sounds very exciting for your team. It really
it's
does.
Cool, and the team is amazing. I love these guys and girls. They're awesome. You know?
I have to ask you, what you're here on the floor here?
Yeah. We're here on a booth 784. You know, we're not next to the big players like Samsung and so forth. One day we'll be there, but we hope our booth is a lot of fun. Right now, we're a little bit towards the food court.
Okay.
Towards the back.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have all of our technology that you can experiment and see there, and it's cool. You know, we have clients coming from Japan and Korea to visit us. We grew 300% over last year. Have sold the technology to over 70 plus countries.
Wow.
And if you look at our biz dev team, it's tiny.
Yeah.
It's just really word of mouth. People embracing. The tipping point is here. And as I walk around, you know, the entire showroom, and I think the show is really, really impressive, is a lot of these people, unless they start really embracing this ability of having AI and computer vision and predictive analytics into their platforms,
yeah,
some will not be here probably in 5 years, and some will be much bigger.
Well, speaking of making things bigger, your company bigger, and maybe for people that aren't here on the floor, where can people go to learn more about your company?
Sure, so thank you for that plug. Yeah, they can go to admobilize.com. That's our entire kind of computer vision analytics platform. And then if they want more details on the Matrix platform, they can go to creator.matrix.com.
Are you on any social platforms?
Yeah, on everyone. We're on LinkedIn, social, Twitter, Facebook, all of them.
Just
awesome.
Not Friendster.
Just, no, not Friendster.
No, I think no.
No.
Not at all.
Any advice for the younger AV professionals of the future?
Yeah, so I think that's the big challenge for younger thinking minds, right? You go into these mammoth corporations and they've been selling similar solutions for many years, and some of them continue getting better. But unless you have a top leadership that is really forward thinking, wants to take risks, they're going against kind of a lot of challenges there. So my advice to them is try to convince them to create some type of an innovation department and ask for a small budget, maybe, I don't know, 250,000. And let them have some type of control over the budget. Find the use cases that the company thinks it should disrupt. Hire a specific innovation team or manager, and then go and start doing pilots with some of these disruptive companies. And then from those pilots, you know, you start learning very fast, which is going to allow you. That's one idea. The other one is, if you're a big player with big, you know, deep pockets, go and buy yourself a couple of early tech companies where you can bring this team and technology in very fast. Otherwise, I think innovation happens very, very slow. I mean, just look at what Amazon has done in terms of eating retail. I read a report, I think it was earlier in the week, of so many different chains just closing. They can't compete. So, and same thing here, you know, I mean, some of these industries, they need innovation. So those would be some tangible steps.
Okay. Victoria, any final words?
Yeah, actually, I'm interested in bringing you onto my show. I have another podcast. We do this trade show minute during Infocoms and other trade shows. But yeah, I have a show called Coffee with Millennial C. I'm also the young person he was talking about in the industry, one of them, a millennial.
Oh, nice.
It's maybe my second year in here, but I have a CTS, so I'm trying to keep rolling with the big dogs over here.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in, especially this is maybe my second Infocom. Third trade show, though.
Yeah.
So yeah, I welcome you onto my show, Coffee with Millennial Z. We can talk about, you know, many other AV stuff. So
let's do it. You know, look forward to it. You know, I know we're keeping this tight schedule today, but yeah, and if you want to know kind of the stories for us to get to this point, there are plenty.
Then you will definitely. You're welcome on my show, and then I'm sure on AV Insider, which is Johnny's show.
Awesome.
It's a little more in depth when we're doing the technical stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Victoria's more of like reaching out to the younger community and advice from the pros like yourself.
I think both are important. You know, we'd love to support. I love the work your team is doing. So yeah, let's put the knowledge out there. Let's just make it happen. It's up to us, you know.
And one more time, the two websites where we can learn more about AdMobilize.
Sure, it's admobilize.com and then also creator.
And obviously this is the Trade Show Minute, which is a rave radio podcast that can be found at ravepubs.com. But if you're more interested in learning about everything InfoComm 2017, go to ravepubs.com/InfoComm2017. Victoria and I will be broadcasting live for the rest of the week, and you can catch that schedule, listen in live, obviously at ravepubs.com/InfoComm2017/live. You can follow Rave Pubs along on all social networks except for Instagram. At Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. I myself am at JMoto3. Victoria, where can we find you?
I'm in the Twitter land under at Varela Victoria _. So that's VarelaVictoria _.
MICKEY. And everyone, thank you for listening in. This has been the Trade Show Minute. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Pleasure. Good luck.
Thanks.